Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximizing Moments Morning Show, where we meet in the mix to share a daily inspirational boost. Here's your host, Bridget Banks.
Great day, everyone. Truly hope you are enjoying your day on today. Today's episode, we're going to talk about how we're transforming your vision, your purpose into vision, and your vision into reality. Transforming your purpose into vision and vision into reality. When you think about purpose, purpose is the reason you exist. Vision is what you are able to see. Reality is set a system in line to make it tangible, to make it part of your present day plan. And so today we're going to go a little bit in depth about planning. Planning is definitely part of this year when we talk about the year of manifestation, the year of revealing, that requires a great deal of planning. God is shifting a lot of things in this season, and He has granted us time, and time is opportunity. Time is opportunity. And one of the biggest hindrances that you can face as a believer is having good intentions without application. Good intentions without application. We are approaching the end of the first quarter. We have our New Year's goals and resolutions, different things that we know that we are to do. And in that, in doing all of that, we know that it's going to take planning. And to everything, there is a season. Season and purpose for everything under the sun. So we're going to talk about time. We're going to talk about planning because it's definitely necessary in what it is that we're being called to. Season one, we should be precise, where we should be strategic in all that God has entrusted to us. You know, Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. And so definitely this is a God year. And what I mean by that is staying in constant communication with God on a daily basis for Him to download His instructions, to be able to move forward in the plans that He has for you. That letting go of control and letting God take the wheel, and know that without a shadow of doubt, God delights in prospering your plans and making them succeed. He delights when your plans are in synchronized with what God has planned for you. He delights in prospering them and making them to succeed. And so only way you can ensure that your plans are in divine alignment with God is staying in communication. And that strategic planning, we know it is a process. On previous episode, we talked about the renewal process. It's a process that helps you align your gifts, your resources, your talents, and putting them into a strategy plan, organizing them. Take advantage of opportunities. This is certainly the year to seize the opportunity. Many opportunities will be missed if we're not in alignment and where we're supposed to be. And we can't use our own wisdom. It has to be wisdom from above to be able to make most of every opportunity. This is the year where there will be solutions to problems. where there will be answers to your prayers. When you talk about the year of manifestation, there will be provision for the promise. There will be, you should develop a program for your purpose. When you're talking about transforming purpose into vision and vision into reality, that is shaping a program that is alignment with your purpose. Instead of being an individual, we talked about you be a group, have a team. Going from having a concept of an idea to actually making it practical. And to move out of the excitement of it, but putting in the groundwork to do it. And so there are three questions that we should ask ourselves. That how will we get from the present reality to God's ideal future? Each and every one of us has a divine blueprint. We have a DNA from God that is the purpose in which we are here. We are to follow that blueprint. That blueprint needs to be activated. And oftentimes, even in success, even if you've been successful, even if you are succeeding, we have to ensure that we are actually in alignment with that blueprint. Because many times what you will find is you're utilizing your gifts and talents and you are successful with it, with the favor of God on your life, but it's not necessarily your fullest potential. It's not necessarily what God has foreordained for you. And so it's not time to beat yourself up about it. It's time for to really do an assessment, reassess, reevaluate, and find out what it is that God is purposing for you to do. You need to know what is necessary for your plan to come to life, to make it successful. Know who you need to bring together, what team, what resources, what type of support do you need all together, human resources, financial resources, all other different resources that are needed to actually bring your plan to life. And knowing that your plan is initially birthed through prayer. It's birthed through prayer. You listening to God. You knowing and assessing everything that he says. And then you go into a place of actually strategizing. Strategizing is going to put you in a place of launching. That's when the plan is made known to everyone else to be able to see for you to launch. You want to launch anything that you launch, that you're talking about transforming purpose into vision and vision into reality. Anything that you launch, it should have a problem that it's solving. You need to be able to identify that problem. And then what is the solution that as a team that is going to bring that vision to life, what is the solution that is going to provide for the problem of the audience that you are actually going to have there, whether you're doing a seminar, a workshop, a speaking engagement, whether you're doing a concert, whatever it is, everything should be done on purpose. Everything should be done intentionally and on purpose. To know that when I produce X, Y, and Z, this is the solution for these problems. What is it a problem? So a lot of times when we talk about expanding, whereas, let's say a concert, for instance, you're having a concert, rather than, we see this a lot, rather than have a basic concert, you see a lot of times they'll say the proceeds would go to X, Y, and Z. That's a lot of times where people use it as a fundraiser. A lot of times that is part of your planning. You want everything that you do to be effective and done on purpose, whatever it is that you are being called to do. If it's a book, what is the solution that that book is solving? the problem that book is a solution for. That book is a solution to a problem. And you want to be at a place where you're challenging yourself on your deepest level. A lot of times we don't reach our fullest potential because we don't challenge ourselves. We don't challenge ourselves to our fullest potential, going down to the deepest level that you can possibly go to. And I often say, have you given anything 100%? Or was it complaining anyway? I often talk about how complaining can kill your spirit. It kills your own spirit when you complain. And so a lot of times even not reaching your fullest potential can be doubt. It cannot be given it 100%. And you owe it to yourself to give it 100%. You owe it to those that are attached to you to give it 100%. You owe it to God ultimately to give 100% because he created you and he created you on purpose to produce. And I've talked about before how God wants a return on investment, meaning that he has invested in us gifts, talents, visions, dreams, different things to be able to bring to light concepts, ideas that can be brought to life and being able to mobilize it as a vision. Talking about bringing purpose into vision, a vision into reality. Mobilize it, launch it, you know, of course, going through the steps we talk about and making it come to life. And you want others, you need to know the value of what you are giving, because that is what you're going to articulate and express to others. You want them to know that God's hand is in your vision. And one of the greatest ways, if you know that it's by God, you know he graced you with the anointing, people will know it when they encounter you, when you talk about your vision. You want to articulate what it is that God is expressing in the earth through the vision that he has given you. You want them to know that. You want them to see that God's hands in it. And the way they're going to see that God's hands in it is when you implement, when you make it become a reality and the success of that vision actually taking off, soaring, that vision, others will see that God's hand is on it, and always, you know, give God the glory. And so these are just different things that we can think about. And as we mentioned before, we are approaching the end of the first quarter. Time is opportunity. It waits for none of us. And we have to really be proactive versus reactive. We have to be in a place of aligning with our God-given vision and purpose, and making sure that others can see and experience what God has placed on the inside of you. And hope you are encouraged, inspired on today to move forward in what it is that God has given for you to do. There are many that I see that are moving in the vision that God's given them, doing things that they haven't done before. But there is many that are still in waiting. That is just simply time to do what it is that God has entrusted to you. It's not just an idea, not just a concept, it's not just a thought. It actually can become a vision, and that vision can become not only the reality for you, but for others that are assigned to you. All right? Remember, this is your year. This is your time. This is your season. And this is your reason. This is your decade to seize the opportunity. Have a blessed day.